Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Thank God, family. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Amen. Just thanking God for what he has done, for who he is. Amen. Thanking God for making a way. Amen. That he sent his only begotten son to save us. Amen. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today, oh God. That it's you that have kept us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, oh God. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Come on, let us pray before we enter in. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come, oh God, with our faith, believing on one accord this morning. Oh, Lord, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now as we humble ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come to you this morning with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. And we thank you, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Amen. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of your presence, we're glad to be here. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we might have a full life, amen, and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, that your perfect love casts out our old fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father God, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us, that sanctifies us. Hallelujah. That heals us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that cleanses us and makes all things new. We thank you, Lord God, that we're delivered, hallelujah, from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we decree and declare our freedom on today, and that we're free indeed. For the Bible said, if the Son sets you free, we are free indeed, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we magnify and glorify your name, God. We decree and declare your goodness right now on this line, amen, as we come together on one accord, that we all may be delivered, those in our family, oh, God, and all that we petition in prayer on one accord by faith, oh, God, that you will move mighty. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way right now. We welcome you on this line right now to have your way in us. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind of your children this day, oh, God. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land, oh, God, hallelujah, so that we, your children, may live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. We repent right now for opening up doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret and defiance of your love. Oh, now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are and what we are worth and who you are and what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against and we command every spirit outside the Holy Spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right there. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We command every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of fear, oppression, depression, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of anger, wrath, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of jealousy. We come against the spirit of insult, hallelujah. The spirit of accuser of the brethren. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command the spirit of every religious spirit, every python spirit, living spirit, spirit of rebellion, spirit of resentment, spirit of mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance this day. Amen. And we receive our deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive them, oh God, and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doings of this world, oh God, that they may receive Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, and be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, fill us to overflow with our love, oh God. Increase us in love, oh God, that we can love the unlovable, oh God. Forgive the unforgivable right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus and we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, that we're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and our bloodline, hallelujah, our family bloodline, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths, alliances that we knowingly unmade with the devil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we draw a bloodline now, and we decree and declare that we are redeemed from all curses because you were made a curse on the cross, and that we may receive your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed, and we are saved, and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives, and we take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with godly fear as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Teach us, Lord God, to walk in your ways, in your statutes. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflowing with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we receive it as we enter in. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God, right now. Let that be a great pouring in on today, oh God. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God, as your word go forth this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us, oh God. Let it be engraved on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, increase our faith to receive it right now, oh Lord, to receive the miracle that's already working in us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that if you be for us, who can be against us, amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture, God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge of your word, oh God, that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we, hallelujah, we will minister to you another, oh God, and hallelujah, even to the believers, they may ask, how can I be saved? My Lord, we just want to say
say thank you. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and do a new thing in us right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, and many of us have entered into this day, we ask that you remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day. Before the attack comes, remove it, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, we enter in with all faith this morning, oh, God. It's all petition and prayer, oh, God, with faith, oh, God, on one accord. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty, oh, God, in the life of your children. Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you will help us, oh, God, in every area of our life. And by faith right now, we decree and declare that our prayers are answered and we are victorious. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Right where you are. Come on, open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah. Knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Elder God before you, who could be against you? Right now, I want you to know that, hallelujah, strongholds are being broken and destroyed. Strong, hallelujah, soul ties are being destroyed. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Don't let the devil keep you silent. Amen. I want you to understand, hallelujah, when praises go up, let us, hallelujah, come down in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Come on, open up your mouth, family. Come on. Enter in this morning. Enter in with all faith. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God. Whatever it is, cast all your cares and your burdens down. Come on, leave it at the cross. Hallelujah. Pick up the peace that God has. Hallelujah. I want you to understand all good things coming from the Lord. God is in the business of blessing his children. Receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow in the name of Jesus. But would you just open up your mouth and just thank him right now? Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He kept us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In our right mind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We don't take it for granted. Amen. We just thank God. We don't take traveling grace for granted because someone didn't make it off the freeway on yesterday, but God kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody laid down in their bed and did not rise again, but God rose us back up. Amen. I want you to know, hallelujah, today, God is able. He's still able. We should not take those things for granted that when we leave a loved one, leave from the house, that we shall return, that all things will be well. Someone left their home and returned, and it was not the same way they left it. Amen. I want you to know that God is still with us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? With God on our side, there's nothing that we cannot overcome. But you got to believe it for yourself. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. I don't share a whole lot when I'm on the line about what I go through or what is happening in my life. I just stay in a place of gratefulness. You know, just thank God every time I come out. Amen. I go into some things. I mean, it'd be a lot going on, but I just thank God for the coming out. Amen. And knowing that I'm coming out. Come on now. I just want to thank God on today because I've been working at a bank through a temporary service. Hallelujah. And I said, God, wherever you send me, oh God, wherever you have for me to be, or whatever word that you have for me to give to your children, oh God, use me. And they let me know on yesterday, we're not going to need you much longer. I said, oh God, my assignment must be up here. I want you to know, hallelujah,
I give God all praise, glory, and honor because it's God that uses me. And every morning that I get up, I ask God, what do you have for me to do?
Yeah.
What do you have for me to say? And there were many people that came into that bank that were were wounded. There were many people that came into that bank that stood before me. They had tears in their eyes. They were tired. They didn't know what to do. Yesterday, many came back to testify that that brother that was in the hospital for 8 weeks, that when we prayed at that cell line, that when they walked out, change came, that it was turned around for the good in the brother's home. There was many that said that their business partner was coming at them this way and that way, and I had to remind them with the word I said that she came on yesterday and wanted me to know that all things work out for the good, and she just wanted to testify. She said, I was coming back in and let you know that it turned around and it worked out for the good. There were many that hell of God had me to pray for, that her husband was in an accident and she began to cry on the job, and I said, we plead the blood and it's all right. Go and know that God has already worked that out. When she came back to work the next day, she said, my husband is fine. He was unconscious in the ambulance when they called her. But God did it. I'm no children of God. There's an assignment for you to fulfill. And when God has for you to go and don't ask no questions, but only ask, Lord, what is it that you have for me to do? It wasn't about the money. It was about what God has for me to do. Because I know God is a provider. I shot him in here. I thank God on today.
Thank you, Lord.
We cannot please God if we have no faith. See, I want you to understand, family, God cannot move, hallelujah, concerning you until you believe that he is who he said he is. That he can do all that he said he can do. Hallelujah. I want you to know, even before Jesus performed a miracle, they had to believe. The Bible said that many could not be healed in his own town because they did not believe.
Yes, Lord.
See, God is saying, stop looking at your situation. He said, stop looking at, hallelujah, what's going on around. He said, keep your mind stayed on me. Keep your eyes looking at me. Keep coming. Don't look at the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look back.
Yeah.
But keep coming. Don't worry about what's coming up on you. Don't worry about what's coming up on the side of you. I got you, but I need you to keep your mind, keep your eyes stayed on me. For I am the lifter of your head and the head of your life. Hallelujah. So come on, my daughter. Come on, my son. No. Don't look to the left or right. Don't look back. Come on. He said, because he's bringing you out. But if you keep looking to the left and looking back and looking to the right, he said, you're going to fall. You're going to cause yourself much more pain. You're going to cause yourself to be the land. It's not God, it's the land. It's because of your pain. God says, keep your eyes stayed on me.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. 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 See, I was in prayer the other day, and I said, Lord, what's going on with the world? He said, the world is unbalanced. He said, things are unbalanced. He said, I have called things to be balanced in the world the way I said it to be. But when men put their hand in it, and they began to change things, they began to, what they call their own order, how they wanted things to be, and it started with men. A lot of this stuff is imbalanced, and when you look at the home, and I'm not talking about nobody in particular, I'm talking about the human race, but God called man to be the head of the house. God called man first. He created man first. So you got many men out here that are acting like women. They want to be wives. They want to be husbands. So there's an unbalance in the universe.
Lord, have mercy.
I said, my Lord, my God, I hadn't shared it with anyone yet, but I thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to pray. We cannot be in agreement with this homosexual spirit because it's causing imbalance in the universe. So many people are in agreement with, I'm going to let them be how they want to be. It's their life. But we must pray. We must not endorse that. Because God has called man to be the head of the house. He has called man to be the head. Amen. Hallelujah. Many women have taken the place of man, but God did not call woman to be the head. He has called man to be the head. So my prayer today is that God will strengthen the head. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, to bring balance and order back into the land. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, I pray pray for the power and the strength of every man. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that they will walk according to the Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know that David was filled with the Holy Spirit. Many don't understand when David was anointed. If you read the Bible and know for yourself, he was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. It was the Spirit of God that was working him. My Lord, my God, I pray that every man of God be filled. I'm not talking about acting like they are. I'm saying really on the inside, not that they just speak it, but they live it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not okay. It's not okay for men to want to be a woman. It's not okay for our sons to want to be daughters. It's not okay for our men wanting to be wives. My Lord, my God, God is calling order, hallelujah, amongst his children, hallelujah. And let the devil do what he's doing, because God, hallelujah, Jesus already have taken care of the devil. My Lord, my God, God bless you, family. God bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your presence inside my word, family. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that come forth on today on this line. And we just thank God for the word, and we shall be obedient. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to start with Aunt Vernestine this morning. We'll know how you're doing, how you've been. Welcome, Aunt Vernestine. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you. I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. I'm being blessed every day of my life. Glory, hallelujah. I'm thankful.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much, Aunt Vernestine. It's so good to hear your voice every Saturday morning. Just knowing God has kept you in the strength that is in your voice, the strength that we find in your voice to have to be encouraged each day as we are young women, hallelujah, living this life, and just to hear our matrix of the family when they speak. Hallelujah. So much gratefulness and thanking God for you.
Amen.
Most of our blessings and favorite part of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, family. I thank God for waking up this morning, closing my right mind, and I'm doing great today. Thank you for that.
Amen.
God bless you. Keep keeping on. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika. We are doing wonderful this morning. Thank God for another glorious day. Good
evening. Lord.
Forward to all the blessings God has in store for us this day. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Auntie Ruth, the man, is she awake today?
She's still sleeping this morning.
Amen. Well, God bless you both. We love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice. And Lord, Auntie Ruth, the man, is resting. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? How y'all been?
Good morning. Doing good on this wonderful, blessed day.
Good morning.
The blessed, wonderful day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you both. We love you so much. So good to hear your voice. And Aunt Vera, so good to hear you. I love when she said, good morning. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much.
All right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. Amen. I don't know this number. I get it kind of confused. 318-224-3513.
Good morning. This is Pat.
Oh, she's back. Welcome back. God bless you. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. It's been a challenging month, but God is good. He's bringing me through. I really could touch bases with you when you talked about how it really takes God for him to tell us what to do. And I just remember that we have to know what season of life that we're in. Because I was studying for my child care license. I was just going to do maybe some respite on the weekends. And I, as I was sitting there, the Lord said, that's not the season that you're in.
My Lord, my God.
You are in the season of being a caregiver to your husband. And so it was just like, so I could truly understand what, you know, what God said to me. Because his health has been very challenging over the last month. But I'm still believing God. You know, it was just one thing after another. But I truly thank the Lord for speaking to me and letting me know, you know, because God will let us know what season we're in, that's for sure. And so I just had to, like, just step back, get some things done, you know, to get him lined up to where he needed to be. And so I thank the Lord. You know, I truly, truly thank the Lord, because one thing, God will let you know where you need to be. And so I thank the Lord for that. I truly, truly do. And I know I kind of come and go on the line, but it's never a time where I don't pray for all those that are on the prayer line. So I thank the Lord for touching my heart, touching my mind, touching my body.
Lord.
And, you know, God is good. He truly, truly is good. And so we are leaving. We are living in some turbulent times, but you know, honey, I know God is able. I know he's able to heal. I know he's able to deliver. And so I just thank and praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
It was good to hear everybody's voice this morning.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're so happy to hear your voice and back on the line. I was getting to know your number, and then you disappeared on me. So I said, I don't know this number. I can't remember.
Yes.
It looks familiar, but I couldn't remember who it was attached to. So
yes.
I thank God
been
for
on
you.
In about 4 weeks, I think. So it's been
okay. Okay. Well, we love you so much, and we're so glad to have you to be on One Accord with us on today as we enter in. God bless you. God keep you, and I pray God will continue to strengthen you to do the work that God has called you to do. Amen. That God will continue to bless you. And we pray for supernatural healing. We pray that God will release his healing virtue in the body of your husband and restore his health. Amen. The newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we know that God is able to do it. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God bless you.
Yes.
God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I think this is Sister Earlene, 808-729-7994.
Oh, you know my number now. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. How you doing? How you been? Welcome.
Good morning. I'm doing fine. And thank you so much for that uplifting, heartwarming prayer. Thank God for you.
Amen.
And I'm sitting here thinking, what a mighty God we serve. And it's so great to be here, to hear every family member on the line. It's just a blessing to see another day and another chance at life. We are truly, truly blessed, and I'm so grateful. But I'm doing fine. I'm just doing super great. Everything is wonderful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice. And yes, I know that 808 number is you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. We love you. We love you. Amen.
Love
amen.
You.
And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. I thank God for this, allowing me to see this day, and I am so happy to hear all the good reports and testimonies that we have in this morning.
Yes, Lord.
It was really a good one coming from Pat. So I'm glad that the Lord is showing Pat which way she needs to go.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful for my family and to hear everybody and to hear that everybody's doing good. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much, Aunt Eliza Jane. So good to hear your voice every Saturday. Amen. Even if you can't call in your number, you find a way to get on somebody's line in the background and say, I'm here.
So
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray that God will just fill us all with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh,
Cousin Kim.
Good morning, family. All is well. Just thanking God for another beautiful day. It's a warm morning already.
I've already
been out. Kathy and I were headed back to the house. So all is well. Just thanking God and just a blessing to hear everyone on the prayer line here this morning.
Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Kim. You're always right there. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and Kathy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jamil, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been on the prayer call. But I'm back.
Amen.
I am back. I need a prayer this morning.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right now, we want to know how you're doing and how you've been, and then we'll come back for the prayer petition.
Okay. Well, I've been good. I can't complain.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear your voice on the prayer line. Jamil is my daughter, y'all, one of my daughters, and she's back on the prayer line. I told her, I said, y'all been gone, but we've still been in position. And so we thank God for we've been holding position so that our family can come back and know that we're still standing by the grace of God has kept us. Amen. So we thank God for having you on the line this morning. Amen. Standing in the gap for your family. Amen. And we'll take your prayer petition here shortly, Jamil. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you. God keep you.
Good morning.
Hi.
My mom is ready to say good morning.
All right. Auntie Ruth and May, good morning. God bless you. How you doing? How you been?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Glory to God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say good morning to your family.
Yes. Good morning to all my family.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister May.
I'll be glad to hear or see some of my folks.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah for another day.
Blessing your voice.
Thank God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to hear your voice. We love you so much, Auntie Ruth and May. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So good to be able to hear it. Auntie Ruth and May, she woke up. So we had a chance to hear from her today. What a God.
Love
what a God. It. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing good. The Lord woke me up. I'm still here, so I'm doing better than good. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Sister Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Sister Doretha? Okay, maybe something is wrong with the line. Maybe we're on mute. Can you hear us, Doretha?
Yeah, I say I'm blessed. I'm glad that the good Lord done woke me this morning to a brand new day. And I'm glad to hear everyone on the phone, that everyone is doing well. I love you, everybody. Have a blessed day.
Amen. We love you, too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Welcome again. I feel great. I'm good. I thank God for the day. Amen. The day long. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that we lift up our cousin Sean Denise. Just praying for her and her children and grandchildren and Sister Sharon Gordon this morning and her cousin Ann, my husband. Pastor Doris, amen, and our children. And as we have our prayer petition, I just want us to have them in mind today. My brother Taiwan and my cousin LaChaka and her daughter Kiara and my granddaughter Sierra, my cousin Angie, which is Bonnie's daughter, and I pray the protection and guidance and peace for them all and God's blessings and favor upon their life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, our family, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 24 through 32. Again, I want to apologize in advance because I'm still having phone issues. I have to try to get with a new phone servicing company so I can be able to use the line the way it's supposed to be used. Right now I have help on the line. My husband is here to open the line so I can use it. So if it hangs up, you all, I want y'all to know in advance because I'm dealing with the technical side of it. So God bless you all. Our scripture again is coming from Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, if you want to follow along with me, I'm coming out the New King James Version. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32. The Bible reads, "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves." Verse 25 says, "Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever." Amen. Verse 26 says, "For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature." Verse 27 says, "Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." Verse 28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." Verse 29 says, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil mindsets, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving," hallelujah, "unmerciful." Verse 32 says, "Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them."
My
Lord, my God. What is the Bible saying, family? Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, Apostle Paul is speaking. So when he says that men exchange the glory immoral God for images of birds, animals, and reptiles, if you know this particular scripture in chapter 1. See, when we look at these scriptures in 24 and 32, these people chose to reject God, and God allowed them to do it. See, God does not usually stop us from making choices that are against his will. He lets us declare our supposed independence from him, even though he knows that in time we will become slaves to our own rebellious choices. I want you to understand, church, that God will not deliver you from something that you are in agreement with. See, we will lose our freedom not to sin. See, does life without God look like freedom to you? I want us to look more closely. See, there is no worse slavery than slavery to sin. See, people tend to believe that lies that reinforce their own selfish personal beliefs. See, today more than ever, we need to be careful about the input we allow to form our beliefs. Watching TV, listening to music and movies and the rest of the media often present sinful lifestyles and unwholesome values. We find ourselves constantly bombarded by attitudes and beliefs that are totally opposed to the Bible. So be careful about what you allow to form your opinions. See, the Bible is the only standard of truth. We have to evaluate all other opinions in light of its teachings. Amen? See, God's plan for natural sexual relationships, when we look at verse 26 and 27, is his idea for his creation. So when the word came forth about the unbalancing that's going on in the world today because of what man has, hallelujah, is doing, the cause of imbalance, see, unfortunately, sin distorts the natural
spiritual use of God's gifts. See, sin often means not only denying God, but also denying the way we are made. See, when people say that that any sex act is acceptable as long as nobody gets hurt, they are fooling themselves. See, in the long run, and often in the short run, sin hurts people, individuals, families, and whole societies. So how sad is it that people who worship these things that God made instead of the Creator so often destroy the very things that claim to value? Many people claim to value these things. Hallelujah. I'm going to be wrapping up here, but there is a message here in the scripture today. I pray that we receive it and we apply it, and we don't keep it to ourselves, but we share it with others. Amen. Homosexuality.
Amen.
To exchange our abandon the natural relations of sex was widespread in Apostle Paul's days as it is in ours today. So people thinking that sometimes, no, it's been like that, and it's growing even more. See, because now people are accepting it. You know, it's all over social media, even being presented to our children in the school. It's just so much. See, many heathen practices encouraged it. See, God is willing to receive anyone who comes to him in faith. And as Christians, we should love and accept others no matter what their background is. Yet, I want us to understand, homosexuality is strictly forbidden in Scripture. If we look into the book of Leviticus, chapter 18 and 22, homosexuality is considered an acceptable practice by many in our world today, even by some churches. But society does not set the standard for God's law. See, many homosexuals believe that their desires are normal and that they have a right to express them. But God does not obligate nor encourage us to fulfill all our desires, even our normal ones. So those desires that violate his laws must be controlled. So if you have these desires, or you know someone in our family, we know people in our family and loved ones who have the desires, you can and they can and must resist acting upon them. Consciously and avoid places or activities you know that will kindle temptations of this kind. Pass the word on to our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones and family and friends. Don't underestimate the power of Satan to tempt you, or let them know that Satan is able and he is doing it every day to tempt them. Amen. Nor the potential for, and they need to know that the potential of the harm that it will cause if they fall into this temptation. But understand that God gives us the strength to overcome every temptation. Remember, God can and will forgive sexual sins just as he forgives other sins. Surrender. We have to surrender. They have to surrender ourselves to grace and mercy of God, asking him to show us, amen, to show them the way out of sin and into the light of his freedom and his love. Prayer, Bible study, and strong support of the Christian church, amen, can help, amen, to gain the strength to resist this powerful temptation. So if you are already, and if they are already deeply involved in homosexual behavior, hallelujah, there is time to seek help. Hallelujah. And that we need to stand in position, amen, as men and women of God, amen, and being trustworthy that they can come to us, amen, hallelujah, to receive help, hallelujah, to be delivered from this spirit. As we wrap up here in our scripture, amen, I thank y'all for your patience this morning. The question is, how were these people aware of God's death penalty? And verse 32, human beings created in God's image have a basic moral nature and conscience. This truth is understood beyond religious circles. I want you to understand this. Psychologists, for example, say that the rare person who has no conscience has a serious personality disorder that is extremely difficult to treat. So most people instinctively know when they do wrong, but they may not care. See, some people will even risk an early death for the freedom to indulge in their desires right now. I know it's, they'll say, I know it's wrong, but I really want to do it. We say the time that we know it's wrong and we shouldn't do it. I know it's dangerous, but it's worth the risk. People say it and they do it all the time. See, for such people, part of it is the fun of it. And it's the fun of it is going against God's law. See, the community's moral standards and common sense are their own sense of right and wrong. But deep down inside, you know the sin deserves the punishment of death. You have many people say, I know I'm going. You hear people say all the time, I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to hell for it. And they'll still do it. I pray that God has a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And it's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen.
Yes. Many people don't want to talk about this subject. Many people don't want to hit on that because they don't want to offend. They don't want to hurt. They don't want to lose nobody. But I'd rather lose you right here than to lose you for eternity.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, will you speak the word of God? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. God bless everyone on the line. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We should not be endorsing this behavior. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. We'll take our prayer petition as we are, as we come this morning on one accord in agreement as we pray. And we pray that God will answer prayers. And by faith, we decree and declare. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we petition our prayer right now. Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that you would disperse your angels, oh God, to do the work, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith, amen, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, in his name and his finished work on the cross of Calvary, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answered prayer. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we enter in with all faith. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, too.
Thank you.
I want to thank all for blessing for all my nieces and nephews and for you and for your family.
Thank you.
And a special prayer daily for Bonnie and Brenda Gale.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith on one accord with your daughter this day, oh God, as she has petitioned in prayer with all faith, trusting you to move mighty, oh God, in the life of her, hallelujah, life of her children, her nieces and nephews, oh God, and Brenda Gale in life, in the life of mine, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen, bless, and guide, and keep in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray multiple blessings for the life of your daughter, Bernstein, oh God, that you will move mighty in her and on her, oh God, hallelujah, and all that, hallelujah, that's around, oh God, that they will be blessed, oh God, because you have blessed her, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray the strength of all that's on the line on today, oh God. Lord, we pray for supernatural strength, amen, supernatural blessings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Aunt Runnerstein. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank God for being on the line this morning, and thank you for that wonderful prayer. And I enjoyed it. Just pray for the whole United States of America. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you and your family.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, as we come this day with all faith on one accord with your daughter, Classy. Father God, we ask that you move mighty in her life and the life of her children, oh God, and all in our family, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that all be saved. Amen. Lord, that you will call every family member, oh God, unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that they may receive, oh God, that you will increase their faith, oh God. If there's one amongst us, oh God, that do not believe, oh God, we pray this day, oh God, that you would thrust the right labors across their life, that they will speak your word, and that they will be able to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God,
thank
that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, Classy, oh God. Strengthen her children, oh God.
Thank
Lord, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, when you bless, oh God, bless us. When you multiply, oh God, multiply, oh God, with thy mercy and grace and goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask that you bless every seed, oh God, that you allow to be in position, oh God. We pray for the world leaders around the world and say that they will operate with the peace of Christ. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, touch their heart. Create a clean heart, oh God. Renew their spirit, oh God. Oh, Lord, they will operate with the right spirit. We command every spirit from the kingdom of Satan that's operating in every leader to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that they all be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, turn it around, oh God, for the good of your children, oh God. And we just want to thank you for it. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet we still would.
Rekashata. My Lord, my God. Lord, break every chain right now, God. Holding your children in blood, oh God. Break every chain, oh God, around our necks, oh God. Off our minds in the name of Jesus Christ. Purify and sanctify our minds with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That our thoughts be righteous unto you, oh God, pure and holy. Amen. We just want to say thank you. Have your way, God.
Thank you for the day. We declare and declare by faith that it's so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name. God be the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is that you need, open up your mouth and say, I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my peace. I receive my provision. I receive the blessing of the Lord. I receive the favor of the Lord.
Right now,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so with all faith and just pass in your faith and just thank God. Hands wide open, arms stretched out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God is already working it out. But will you believe it when you hold on to it and know? Oh God, the problem is my people don't believe. They believe for a moment. Hallelujah. He said, but when they hold on to it higher, he said, hold on. Hold on, I'm changing him. Don't let go. Once you receive it, don't let go. Hold on even tighter. Let God give it to you. Don't let go. God, and hold on even tighter.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
God bless you. And classy, we love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. What a God you say.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, on yesterday, it was 57 years for my dad's anniversary that he went on home to glory. 57 years. So my question is from my mother. She had four babies, and the oldest one was 5 years old when my dad passed. She has been a remarkable mother.
And the hardest part for me today would be
to see my mom suffer. I just pray that the Lord just won't let us suffer. Don't let us suffer.
Amen.
Please, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God.
Lord, we come touching the green with your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, we come and ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, in the life of her mother, oh God, that you'll move in her, on her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, bringing strength, oh God, bringing healing to her body. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will bless every organ, oh God, let every part of her body function the way you intended, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, let her heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, hallelujah, her peace, her health, and her prosperity. Oh, Lord, do it right now. That kind of the Lord sending me. Lord, touch her right now, oh God. Hallelujah. In a way that only you can touch, oh God. That will bring strength to our bones, oh God. Hallelujah. Peace to our mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let her receive our goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. In the land of the living, oh God. Let there be no suffering, oh God. Let there be no setbacks. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make us strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. Make us rich as Sharon, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless the blood, for life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah. Lord, bless her with long life and show her your salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless her with strength and let her not be feeble. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, fill her with joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let help spring forth speedily, oh God. Hallelujah. Let her heart be whole, oh God, and bind up all her wounds. We ask in Jesus' name. We bless your name, Father God. And Lord, we pray the strength of her daughter. Lord, we pray that you would bless her daughter, Brenda Gale, oh God, with supernatural strength, oh God. Let her receive supernatural favor from you, oh God. Oh Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon her life that she won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless her husband, oh God, a help, oh God. Hallelujah, to be her strength, oh God. And Lord, put your word in his mouth, oh God, to speak in a time when she's tired, oh God, in a time that she may come weary, oh God, that he would speak your word, oh God, that would give her strength. Hallelujah, that she would know, oh God, that you're with her, that you've never left. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, and let his eyes, hallelujah, be strengthened in you, oh God. Let him see with new eyes, hear with new ears. Speak with new words that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, bless and giving, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word said that you love what you forgive, oh God. And that she is, oh God. Hallelujah. So we ask in Jesus' name that you'll multiply that goodness, oh God, for your word said one planet, one water, and you, Father God, give the increase. Oh Lord, increase her right now, oh God, in good health, strength, peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, and blessings that come from you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray the protection of our children, the peace of our children, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ and our brothers and sisters. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We just
thank
in the
you,
God. It is well. It is well.
It's well.
In the
it's
name
well.
Of Jesus Christ. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hasha, mama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you.
Thank you.
I just want you guys to continue praying for me to, with this journey with my mother, and to give me the strength to carry on and do what I need to do.
Yeah.
And give everybody that's a part of my life to help me, that's helping me to continue to be able to do what they need to do.
Yes,
he will, Bernie. He will.
Need that strength. Just need that strength, and then for my health, and just to keep my this arthritis up, because I'm God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is.
My children, my husband, my mother, and bless everybody that's
and
alive.
Amen, amen. We come into agreement right now with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. And Vera.
Mom, what do you want them to pray for you for today? For you to be prayed for today.
Yeah, just pray for my health and strength.
Yes,
Lord. And pray for my daughter to take care of me.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And
yes,
my
Lord. Yes, Lord.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And
Angie.
Amen.
And Angie.
You tell me.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, amen. Lord. Yes, they do. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
What a God we serve.
Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
We come, oh God, on one accord, touching and agreeing with our combined faith with your daughter Bonnie and your daughter Vera this day, oh Lord. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that all petition out of their mouth, oh God, with all faith, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, bringing healing, oh God, bringing deliverance, oh God, delivering them, oh God, from all that's not of you. Oh Lord, when you created us, oh God, to prosper and to be blessed, amen, to be whole, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, to be healthy, to be strong, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your promise on today is yea and amen, amen. And so, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for continued help for your daughter, Bonnie. Continue struggle, your good health and strength. Continue peace, amen, joy and happiness and blessings upon our life, oh God, and the life of husband and children, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen our mother, oh God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare miracles working on the inside of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen our body, oh God. Oh Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every nerve, bone, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we come to this. Hallelujah. You've given us the power and the authority to speak to a thing, and it shall be established. We speak to arthritis right now, and we command you to cease your work tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose her, leave her, come out of her, come out of her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, restore to the days of her youth, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless our husband. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen him, oh God. Guide him and keep him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We declare and pray the blessing of the Lord upon your life and those in your household and all that you love and concerned about together. On today, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We hallelujah. We wait in expectation, expecting it hallelujah to be done, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you both. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Cousin Pat, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking about when Brenda spoke. I tell you, she has been an amazing caregiver for her mother.
Yes, she has.
And I tell you,
has.
God knows how to appoint each one of us as caregivers to that person. And truly, I truly thank the Lord for that. And I remember something gave me, and that was, I will not take them until their appointed time. And I believe for that for Mama Scott, you know. So I tell you, I just want to encourage Brenda's heart. He's not going to let her suffer, you know. She's been a beautiful servant to the Lord. And I just thank and praise the Lord for her. I truly, truly do. I want to ask, and that goes for you too, Bonnie. I tell you, y'all, caregivers are amazing people. But they make a lot of sacrifice to do what they do. And I just thank and praise the Lord. I just want to ask you all for continuous prayers for my husband. We did find out that he has kidney disease. And so I'm believing God for his healing. It's been a lot of adjustments we've had to make, but I truly, truly believe God for his healing. I want to ask a special prayer for my two sisters, Bobby. She's mending up pretty good, but my sister May has truly, truly been sick, and and she was the one that God told me he will not take her before her appointed time. So I thank and praise God that, you know, you don't want to see them suffering. But there is a level of faith and trust that God is trying to get us to in this hour.
Yes, Lord.
And only God can do it.
Yes,
and so I just ask special prayer for my family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree this morning. Amen, for healing and for deliverance for your family, for yourself, in the name of Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, we come this morning, come with all faith, on one accord. I combine faith with your daughter, Patricia. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that all she's petitioning for and all that she's called by name this day, her sister Bobby, her sister May, her husband, oh God, her mother-in-law, God, her sister-in-law, God, Lord, you know, oh God, for you know all things. For all things are in your hand, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One man spoke out and said, hallelujah, spoke to our Lord and Savior, said, if you're willing to heal me, I will be healed. And he said, hallelujah, I am willing. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let healing take place, oh God, in the life of your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you're God to turn things around. We know you're God to turn around. We know you to be a God that is able. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a promise keeper. Amen. Hallelujah. We know you, oh God, to do all things, hallelujah, that is impossible for man to do, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will do it for our loved ones, oh God, that you'll move mighty in their faith, oh God, for your word says, that we're still probably that we're still praying, you're already answering. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all that your daughter is concerned about and all that she petitioned by faith, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will increase her faith and increase her faith in her loved ones to receive their healing, to receive their deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for long life, good health, and strength, oh God, that you'll bless their latter days greater than their beginnings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for your word says that Jesus took our infirmity and bore destroy all sickness. Amen. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies and the bodies of our loved ones. The life of God, we declare within them, bringing healing to every fiber of their being. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare in the crowd Psalm 91, 10, 11, hallelujah, over our bodies and those in our family, that no evil will befall us, neither, hallelujah, shall any plague come near our dwelling, for you have given your angel charge over us and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit and all who we pray for. And we make a demand on our bodies to release the right chemicals right now. Amen. Bring healing. Yes. We decree and declare that our bodies, hallelujah, and those in our family, their bodies is in perfect chemical balance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak life. We speak victory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak blessings upon our lives. And we decree and declare by faith, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lean not. Hallelujah. I said, lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Lean not. Own understanding. Seek God always and acknowledge him, and he shall direct.
Yes.
Yes. He shall direct our path. Amen. We should operate with kingdom emotions. And sometimes we get so emotional. We get caught up in our emotions. And that's hallelujah. Even Jesus, when he's about to say, when Jesus wept, hallelujah, he was man in the flesh, amen, and spirit, he was flesh, so he was able to feel what others felt, amen. And so he began to cry, even though he knew that he was bringing him out, knowing he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he still had compassion for the people and felt what they felt. So when the Bible said Jesus wept, it's because he was able to feel what the people was feeling, though he already knew victory was just in his word to speak it. When he saw Lazarus to come forth, amen, hallelujah, he wasn't crying because Lazarus was dead. My Lord, my God.
What a God.
Awesome, God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hold on to the faith. Hold on and walk in
the faith. Hold on to God.
Lay your hands over your husband and decree his healing and restoration. Anoint his head daily. Amen. Anoint his head. Anoint his feet to walk with strength. Anoint his back to stand up firm and strong in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hiya, there's a voice shining in me. Come on. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah. In thy right hand, hallelujah, shall lift you up. My Lord, my God. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Love you so much. Amen. Amen. Sister Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm requesting prayer for all caregivers that really have a job. All caregivers everywhere. My niece, who had hip surgery, and for more peace and love in this world. Amen.
Yes. Amen. 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 We agree. We come in agreement right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God, for every caregiver that you have positioned, O God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you are poured to them great and mighty, O God. Your wisdom, O God, hallelujah, to operate what to do when they don't know what to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you will fill them to overflow with thy word, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that you will continue to strengthen them. We pray for continued strength for every caregiver, O God. We pray for continued blessing. Amen. We pray for continued peace, amen, upon their life in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you will protect them, O God. That you will strengthen them, oh God, with a mighty strength, oh God, that cometh from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for good health for them, oh God, that they will be able to be strong and healthy to continue to maintain the position that you have placed them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for restoration, oh God, for the life, hallelujah, of her, I think you say your niece, her niece, in the name of Jesus Christ, and healing spring forth speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your help.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, Sister Earlene. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord that I'm in this family that have so much compassion and love. I'm here, and I see Ruth the man. I see Brenda. Brenda treats her like she's a newborn baby, and Ruth the man acts like her mama. She don't want Brenda out of her sight. Where'd Brenda go?
Amen.
So I'm just so thankful that I'm here and I see that. They were here at my house the other day, and Brenda just she just has so much patience with her mom.
Yes,
so that Lord, the Lord will answer prayers, and we don't have to see her suffer.
Yes.
And I know that he'll answer prayer because since we've been on this prayer line, we've been praying for my granddaughter, Nakia Johnson. And Nakia is doing great. Continuous prayer for her. She's working and
all right.
Fighting that illness that drugs have brought on her and the Lord is asking prayers for her. Just keep praying for her. That is my prayer.
Amen. Yes, we touch and agree right now. Thank you, God, as we come with all faith on one accord, with combined faith with your daughter, Eliza Jane, this day.
Lord,
continue to keep and strengthen, hallelujah, our cousin, her niece, oh God, Brenda Gill, oh God. Oh Lord, and continue to bless, oh God, hallelujah, her sister, oh God, and continue to watch over and protect, oh God, her granddaughter in the name of Jesus Christ, that she was steadfast in your word, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. She would testify your words, oh God, how can they be saved by her testimony? And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will continue to, hallelujah, to bless, oh God, the life of her sisters, oh God, the life of her children, oh God, that you'll water their life, oh God, and let it blossom like caramel. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let water gush forth in every wilderness area of their lives, oh God, in her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us all as a family, oh God, let us feed upon the abundance of caramel. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now, oh God, in the life of every family member and loved one right now, as we're in agreement with your daughter, Eliza Jane, this day, oh God, that you'll move mighty, oh God, that we would decree and declare right now, hallelujah, that we are blessed and that we are victorious, and our family is victorious right now in Christ Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God. Eliza Jane, we love you. We love you so much. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again, family. And it's just a blessing to be here on the line once again this morning with my family here, my aunts and here, my cousins. Go. Sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. And it's just a blessing, you know, just to hear everyone and hear the young people, you know, coming back on the line. So, you know, God bless them and their family. And just God bless, you know, continue to pray for the caregivers.
Yes, Lord.
Family and other caregivers.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Sorry about that noise.
Oh, we thank God today, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your protection, oh God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Kim, oh God. As she has come, oh God, with all faith, oh Lord, that you would move mighty with our combined faith with her in the life of our family members and caregivers. Everyone that's praying, oh God, for the help for them, oh God, that you would continue to move on them and in them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and strengthen them, oh God, hallelujah, like never before, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray your protection, oh God, for the life of all our family members and loved ones. We call upon angels, archangels, and Archangel Michael, and Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael, and cherubim, seraphim, thrones, principalities, virtues, and Corinthians, and dominions, and powers, and the thousand legions of angels surround us, our homes, our life, our peace, our marriages, our children, our finances, our business, and our families. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, please shine your holy light upon us right now. Cocoon us, oh God, in your holy light, ensuring nothing evil, bad spirits, or anything negative come near us. Amen. And those in our family, in case every member of our family in your holy bubble of light, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare the protection of the Lord upon our life right now. Hallelujah. That we are stronger, that we're better, that we are wiser, and that we are children of God. And we just want to say thank you. That there's not no good thing that you would hold from us, oh God. So we thank you for your goodness. And we decree and declare together, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Jamel, my daughter Jamel, God bless you for her.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I like to pray for my walk. And that I step into the purpose that God has called me to do, and that I get the courage to speak and pray for my husband as he's out of town for work, and for my kids.
Yes. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, Lord. Come to stay, oh God. We come, hallelujah, with all faith, combined faith through this morning. Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, and all that's concerned up. Lord, she cry out this day, oh God, asking, oh God, hallelujah, oh Lord, to strengthen in her walk, oh God, her spiritual walk. So, Lord, we pray right now for spiritual alignment for our life right now. Lord, let there be a great pouring in of our wisdom in your word and who you are in your word, oh God. Oh Lord, that she will have understanding and clarity, oh God, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, help her to not be tempted by the worldly things, a possession, a conversation of people of this world, oh God. Help her to keep her mind straight on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray right now, Lord, teach her wisdom ways and lead her in straight paths, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare by faith that the Lord's wisdom will save your life, amen. I pray, hallelujah, that you have an understanding heart that is enshrined in wisdom, amen. Oh Lord, tune her ears to your wisdom, Lord God, and help her to concentrate on understanding what you are saying. Lord, help her to hear, oh God, right there with new ears, oh God, for your word says that your sheep know your voice, oh God, and that we do not come to a voice of a stranger. Oh Lord, let her hear your voice, oh God, and discern, oh God, from evil and good who is speaking, hallelujah, when it's you, when it's not you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to shut the enemy up, oh God.
Hello?
You will. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're still here. Glory to God.
Her line dropped.
It's all right.
Yeah, her line must have dropped. Hey, everybody.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Hello.
Hello, from Houston, Texas.
Look like we lost Tawanika, but look like
hello.
Look like our
friends. Might come back.
We got the prayers out of the way, and I think they have been
received. I guess you still have some more coming on, but amen.
Amen.
So how everybody doing down there in Fayetteville, Louisiana?
Well, we just have closing out prayer then.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so I want to do the closing out prayer.
Amen, amen. Lord, as
Are we still there? Hello?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. Glory to God. Yeah, we ain't going to hang up. We going to continue on. His sister dealing with Mama. Carol, it's your time, Mama. Jamil, your prayer, the prayer petition went forth in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Mama.
Amen. I was just closing out in prayer for you. Just said you didn't come back. I don't know if everybody heard. But my prayer is praying for healing for all of us that are going through some type of ailment, knowing and unknowing, because we have all the unknowns. Just pray for my husband. And I pray for my kids. I pray for everybody on this line that the Lord give them the desire of their prayer that they ask for according to his word.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We got to be wrapping up here shortly. The system is going to shut down in about 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We come into agreement, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift up your daughter, oh God, with all that she's petitioned, oh God, for prayer, oh God. We know you to be a healer. We call upon you, Jehovah, for the Lord who so that healing takes place, oh God. But we ask to release your healing virtue, oh God, in her body, the body of her husband, and all that's on the line that need the healing. That healing spring forth speedily, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let us prosper and be in your blood as our soul prosper. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our lives with healing in your wings. Let our soul, our mind, will, emotions be healed through your mercy. Lord, heal every breach in our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by faith that we are healed, that we are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayers today for thanking everyone on the line and all our family members that they are doing well in their body. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that went forth. Lord, we ask you to move mighty in all that your daughter's petitioned by faith. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her, heal her, and all that's on the line, oh God, with supernatural healing, Lord. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and pray. Like I said, I want to lift up my husband and children, and we're going to wrap up here before the system hangs up. Somebody has a lot of stuff going on in the background. You may want to mute your call, kind of ringing. Amen. So I'm just going to pray the blessings upon our life right now. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you have answered our prayers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that every prayer petition that went forth, oh God, that you're already moving, you're already answering. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, oh God, that we can stand on your word, oh God, which is yea and amen, oh God. We thank you for your promises, oh God. And we decree and declare healing right now on this line in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we receive the blessing of karma and sharing upon our life. Let the excellency of karma be upon our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our life be a fruitful field like karma. Let the beauty and fruitfulness of karma be upon our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our life be green and flourishing like karma and sharing, oh God. In blossom it shall blossom. This is your promise, hallelujah, to us because of your kingdom. Let our desert places bloom and come alive like sharing. Oh Lord, we pray like right now, Father God, as we hallelujah, as we go forth, oh God, that you go before us preparing the way, making every crooked path straight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, where things have been out of order, Lord, we pray for divine order and spiritual alignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, position us in a place that you will have us to be, oh God, and that we will do the assignment that you've given us in the name of Jesus Christ with thy strength, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Let the blessing and prosperity of the myrtle tree be upon our lives. Amen. Let the blessing and fragrance of the pine be upon our lives. Let us flourish like the palm tree, oh God. Let us grow like the cedar of Lebanon in the mighty name of Jesus
of Christ. Let every area of our life grow like the lily, and we receive the fullness of karma, the blessing, the prosperity of the kingdom right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let fruitfulness increase in every area of our life, like Sharon. Let her receive the plenty and abundance of karma. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our life is changing and becoming like Carmel and Sharon. Let our fields blossom and be fruitful like Carmel and Sharon, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the Christ, we are redeemed from the curse, and our anchor, hallelujah, have turned into a blessing. Amen. Let the blessing of Acre be upon our life. We will lie down and rest in the valley of Acre. We thank you, Lord God, that the blessing has come and we receive it. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes, counterfeits. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for we are all co-heirs to the kingdom of God, and we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we could never be cursed. And we thank you for, Lord. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. You all be blessed.